Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 25th day of June, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 69 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's cooling down. It's going to cool on down. I mean, we had hot air coming out of the south, you know, just right out of the south. It was hot here for quite a while. And then those goddamn chemtrails, man, every day just boom de boom. I mean, just flat. Wiped the sky out, and then the wind shifted around to the northeast, and now it's cold again. I got to express my love for those people. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Mexico deploys 15,000 troops to U.S. border to slow migration. We're going to see about that when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, you know, with this horse shit going on over in the Middle East with John Bolton over there trying to get, the attack, take the Middle East for Zion, it's also working as a diversion from the continuing invasion across the southern border. And I mean, there is nothing stopping, there's nothing slowing down, there's no one being fucking deported. I don't give a rat's ass what they tell you. And the MS-13, when they talk about we're getting the bad guys, they're getting them up here to have them here. They ain't sending them back. They're not going to send them back. This is a fucking war. Mexico deploys 15,000 troops to U.S. borders to slow migration. And how's it going to slow migration? From Yahoo News, this is sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Mexico has deployed nearly 15,000 soldiers and National Guardsmen to its border with the United States, the Army chief said Monday, admitting they are detaining migrants who try to cross after the policy triggered backlash. Under pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump to slow the surge of Central Americans crossing, well, not slow the surge, it's not to slow the surge, it's to better organize the invasion, and that's all in the hell it is. I mean, they can't get them, see, right now they're pushing for 41 point something trillion or billion dollars to send down there, not to turn them son of a bitches back, not to defend your border, but to take care of the son of a bitches until they can get them processed through and get them on a goddamn plane or a bus into your neighborhood. Under pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump to slow the surge of Central Americans crossing the border, Mexico promised earlier this month to reinforce its southern border with 6,000 National Guardsmen, but had not previously disclosed the extent of the crackdown on its northern border. We have a total deployment between the National Guard and Army units of 14,000, almost 15,000 men in the north of the country. And it's just like when they deployed the military on this side of the fucking border. They're there to help. They're there because it's all plugged up right there at the border where they're coming through. They're there to do paperwork and get them son of a bitches in here as fast as they can. Asked whether those forces were detaining migrants to prevent them from crossing, Sandoval replied, yes. Given the undocumented migration is not a crime, but rather an administrative violation, we simply detain them and turn them over to the authorities. Isn't that what they do here? Isn't that what when we sent the National Guard and the armies were down on the borders, that they were detaining them and turning them over to the authorities at the National Migration Institute, he said. So that they could do the paperwork on that side. So you got two fucking armies doing paperwork on both sides to pump the son of a bitches in here faster, is what this is. The government has faced criticism over migrant detentions at the northern border since an AFP photographer documented last week how heavily armed National Guardsmen in, Ciudad, Juarez, forcefully stopped two women and a young girl from crossing the Rio Grande River into the United States. Two of them, huh? For the photo op? The policy is a shift from previous practice. The Mexican security forces had not typically detained migrants at the U.S. border in the past. Well, no, what it is, it's just so crammed up down there. I got to believe that the Mexicans down there on the border are pissed off. Think about that many people moving into your fucking neighborhood, taking your shit. Now they're going to detain them and take them over there to the goddamn migration center where they probably got an extra 5,000 people there to do the paperwork quicker to get them into the United States quicker. Fleeing chronic poverty, and I'm so sick of it, but I love the way they just keep coming back with their fucking propaganda lying bullshit. And you say it enough times, even the biggest lie is believable, according to Goebbels. Fleeing chronic poverty and brutal gang violence in their home countries. Chronic poverty, my fucking ass. I mean, I had a story, I don't know if we read it yesterday, about Western Unions. These son of a bitches come in here. The Western Unions can't keep enough money in the goddamn Western Union stations to accommodate these bastards that they're coming in and they're having money fucking, just, you know, sent to them to go to wherever they want. Thousands. They're going there and getting thousands and thousands of dollars because they're all guaranteed an American $15 an hour job. Which we've explained in the past goes back to 1979 when Laura and I first started out, as we're on the petrodollar. Minimum wage was $3.05, which would get you 5 gallons of gas. I guarantee you that $15 won't get you 5 gallons of fucking gas, will it? So this is, in reality, this is less than the minimum wage when we started out at 19 years old. But they're guaranteed it. And $15 is a lot down in Mexico, though, isn't it? So they come up here and they fucking just send the money back down. This is just the fucking final raping of this fucking country. The Central Americans crossing Mexico mostly lack migration papers. That's because it's an invading force. Maybe when the Germans, went into Poland, if they'd all written themselves out some false documents saying that they were migrants, they just walked on across and nobody would have had to got shot. They could just went in and occupied without a shot being fired. However, international law protects the right of undocumented migrants to cross international borders. What in the fuck are you talking about? You try that in fucking North Korea and see what happens. International law protects the right of undocumented migrants to cross international borders to request asylum. See, it's all this comes down to is that goddamn asylum treaty. All that dirty lying son of a bitch Trump has to do is fucking sign an executive order just like he did with the Iran deal, and that's off the table. There's no more asylum. They can't fucking do it. He has to. I mean, he knows this. You think he doesn't? This is an intentional invasion into your country, and you better get ready to fight. And the U.S. courts have upheld their right to do that anywhere along the border, whether or not it is an official crossing. Just anywhere. I just read it to you. And 2 years. I mean, they got 2 years to do this. 2 years of open border. But they're clogged up down there, and they can't get no more money out of the fucking, because the people are screaming so loud over here on this side. They're afraid to send more money down there, because it's not to stop them. It is to aid and abet them. So they're going to have to, Mexico, the way they, you know, they'll slip the money through the back door through another corporation, and Mexico can, step in and start helping with this paperwork to get these motherfuckers across the border and into your neighborhood. Trump wants Mexico to do more to stop a recent increase in migrant arrivals. What the hell are you talking about? Trumpy, you just sent, a couple months ago, you sent $5.7 billion down to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. You sent it down there. That's to humanitarian aid to help them so they want to stay down there. The goddamn country's got to be about fucking empty by now, doesn't it? But it is to organize the caravans, and you sent $4.1 billion to the Mexican government to escort them across Mexico, and I'm sure we'll send more money over to Mexico to help do the paperwork. I mean, they got to find people that can write in English. I don't know. Maybe they'll just do it all in Spanish because there are places in this country, inside the continental United States, where you, with the paperwork in the courts, are in fucking Spanish. And that is, I mean, this goes beyond blatant. And there is no fucking, not one of them being stopped. No, this is to hurry it up. That is what this is for. Last month, he threatened to impose tariffs on Mexican goods, extracting a promise from Lopez Obrador's government to reinforce Mexico's southern border and expand its policy of taking back migrants while the U.S. processes their asylum claims. See, they're not stopping them. They're not taking them back. They're not turning them away. They're just so goddamn many of them. Hey, Mexico, people have gotten in such an uproar over here on this side of the border that we can't send you $4.1 billion more to buy baby diapers and toys and all the goodies for these son of a bitches. So we're going to do it through the back door. We're going to send it around to, send it around to another corporation who'll send it to you. And then you're going to do some paperwork on your side of the border and help with this fucking invasion of our country. The deal struck on June 7th gives Mexico 45 days to show results. There's going to be results. They're pouring across people. They have not slowed it down. They'll go fast. It'll be faster. We don't know how come. We don't understand why. But the Mexicans are holding them on that side, but they're helping with the paperwork. You see, that's what all them troops are for. They're not just fucking... Here we go. Judge sides with 14th Amendment after gun show ban. This is from WND, sent in by Amicus for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A federal judge has sided with the First Amendment in a lawsuit against a California's fair board that banned gun show and other event organizers from its facilities, which otherwise are available to the public. U.S. District Judge Kathy Benciviago, a fucking Mexican, or hard tell which Spanish-speaking country she came from last year, but she's a judge now. Let's see, where were we here? Issued a temporary order to stop Del Mar Fair Board from enforcing a recently enacted moratorium on gun shows at the fairgrounds. Disputes over gun rights typically center on the Second Amendment, which grants Americans the right to keep and bear arms. This case, however, focuses on the First. And they are amendments to your Constitution, but they are articles of law, the people's law, the superior supreme law of this goddamn land. Alan M. Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, INC, which filed the lawsuit, said he's delighted with the ruling. At a time and in a state where law-abiding gun owners seem under constant attack, having a federal judge side with our complaint validates our efforts to protect constitutional and civil rights, he said. I mean, if you don't know the difference, that you don't know what the problem is, civil rights, you know, those privileges and immunities under the 14th Amendment, they do know, though, but they do know. This ain't got nothing to do with the Constitution. This ain't got nothing to do with civil rights. This has to do with the single body of law known as the common law, which is the fucking Bill of Rights of the people, for the people. And it is a part of each and every fucking one of us. And each and every one of us is violated. Every time that law is violated, and it's violated constantly. SAF is joined by California Rifle and Pistol Association, INC, BBL Productions, and they even got it there, INC, Crossroads of the West South Bay Road and Gun Club, INZ, Maximum Wholesale Ammo Brothers, and five private citizens in the court. See, what do you got here? So it's got industry, 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 and we got five private citizens. See, industry, they want this war. They've planned this for quite a while. They want this to be the Trump-tards versus the libtards, plain and simple. We go out and me and you, of the 75% who know what these dirty bastards are and know that neither form of communism that they are fucking proposing or have pushed or have exercised in this country, a socialism that they have pushed or exercised in this country, is completely unlawful under our Bill of Rights. You cannot have collectivism. You cannot have collective power and individual rights that are absolute. The individual rights have to fucking, they have to win out in the fucking, because it is the supreme law of the land. And it is ratified law. I heard a couple of assholes on, what's that guy's name? Hassel, they're on, what the hell is the name? Oh, what's his, on the Micro Effect this morning after Cornkey went off. And they had some people, experts there on the common law people. And man, you talk about a bunch of jabble. This is why people can't figure it out. These son of a bitches are doing this on purpose. This is the industry. This is the other part. I mean, you've got two enemies to fight here. And what they want you to do is to join this camp or that camp and kill each other. So, because we're the 75% they can't control. But we stand back and we say, no, fuck you, because you only make up about 18% of the population, every fucking one of you. And the rest of us just slaughter your asses. How about that? All of you. I don't give a shit what you come at me in. You are, if you're with the fucking, libtard fucking, committee socialists, communists, well, you get shot. And if you're with the Trump-tard fucking communists, you get shot. We're going to have the Bill of Rights. Go ahead, brother.
What were they saying?
It was incomprehensible, brother. They were going bouncing around, and well, one thing that really struck me is the use. Did you know the Uniform Commercial Code is common law? I mean, they tell you how they work the merchant law from the, you know, that the merchant law is for the seas, and that the admiralty is military fucking law. And they're both kind of little parts of it, but they've merged it with the common law. So the best way, they said the best way to fight it is to do it commercially. I swear to God they said it. And I mean, that's the only things that I could tell were that were really coherent that they said, because they kept jumping from the shit that happened in England 200 years ago to things in the Bible. And so, I mean, none of it made any sense. To anybody trying to figure out the Bill of Rights that listened to that, they say, fuck, it's impossible to know. When it is the simplest thing to know, when we were supposed to memorize it as children.
I can't believe McNeil let it happen.
Oh, well, shoot, McNeil, he's a part of it. He's an industrialist motherfucker, man. They all are. I mean, that's what all these 3%ers and Oath Keepers. That's their boys. He was supposed to sell us, there's a militia in this country. It's going to take care of everything. They don't give a rat's fucking ass about our Bill of Rights. And you won't hear them talk about the fact that that 14th Amendment is unlawful, and it declares a subjugation over the people, and that they because of that 14th Amendment, they think they can just legislate right down on a piece of paper and remove our fucking Bill of Rights, ratified fucking law. That's another thing that the guy said. There is no real law in this country. Bullshit, you lying charlatan son of a bitch, and you fucking traitors over there at fucking. Joe McNeil, you're a lying son of a bitch. The ratification process is to make law. That's the only way you can make a goddamn law, a federal law. It isn't we legislate it and enact it and start imposing it on the people, and then if somebody can fight for 15 years to get it up to our corporate Supreme Court, who will affirm it because they are unelected and they are appointed by the fucking corporation to do with the corporation's bidding. They are star chamber judges. Well, it ain't how it fucking works, buddy. This is the people's country. The people are in charge. The people's authority is the supreme authority. And when you can't listen, we unplug your fucking ears with lead. That's how it fucking works. Let's see, where were we here? At a time, at a time and in a state where law-abiding gun owners, infringement, fucking accepting gun owners, seem under attack, having a federal judge side with our complaint validates our effort to protect constitutional civil rights. He said, fuck your civil rights, because your civil rights are those privileges and immunities in the 14th Amendment. Don't need them. Don't need them one little fucking bit. I got the Bill of Rights, which makes me a free, individual, sovereign, national, and that no, I can do as I goddamn well please, so long as I'm not violating another's rights. And the only one that can take me to task is another individual in the common law courts that you have fucking removed. So there is nobody who can bring me, I mean, these sons of bitches. That's this morning they're talking about, you know, going into the courts and you know, where people mess up, these so-called patriot people. And he's like, you know, for your honor, if it pleases the court and all this shit, fuck you, unelected son of a bitch, appointed fucking star chamber judge, garbage. And then they, you know, they talked about in the, you know, they're trying to mix this shit. Because what they want is you got to go at it commercially, because they're fucking corporations, don't you see? This is industry. This is industry wanting to make this their, they want their fucking power back that the fucking communists took away from them. The communists came in and under the system that they put in place so that they could remove our rights so that we couldn't do anything about them as they're thieving our country. Well, that's the same avenue that the communists took to come in and fucking plant their seeds and finally get to the point to where you have the, what the hell they calling themselves, the communist revolutionary party. Have you guys seen that on the stupid box? They're all crowd. They're going to burn a flag. They're going to burn an American flag on the 4th of July. I could really give a rat's ass less. And they call it a rag, and it is a rag. See, that's how they play this game with us. Yeah, communists, it is. It's pure shit. Capitalism, though, is fucking communism, too. It's corporate communism. We're not going to have any kind of communism. We're going to kill all you fucking communists, and we're going to be free individuals again. And we're going to have, our money is going to be minted from our fucking resources. Our gold that you're going to give us back. And we exploit our own resources to our own benefit, because it belongs to us. Not to you. And we're willing to put your fucking asses in the ground over it. So get ready. I seen them out there and everybody's talking about, oh, they're getting violent. Get fucking violent. I seen their crowd. Three guys with shotguns, I guarantee you, would have cleared that whole fucking area in about 3 fucking seconds. There wouldn't have been, whoever was left would have been running and limping. They'd been dropping as they were going. You don't fucking scare nobody, you spineless bunch of little punks. Where were we? The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of California in San Diego shortly after the restriction was adopted earlier this year. At the time, Gottlieb called the Fairground Board's actions as an attempt to marginalize gun owners and exclude them from the public square. And all of it, you know, man, it's like this thing that's going on in Oregon with the lawmakers, you know, going to Idaho and stuff, and they're hiding, and then the 3%ers are going to come out and protect them. It's all fucking horse shit. There are no lawmakers in fucking Salem. I got news for you. That's a corporate board up there. See, the corporate boards, if you call it a corporate board, it's still a fucking communist committee. It's a committee. A group of people who are assuming power over the individual because they are a group, which the Bill of Rights does not allow. I don't care if there's 10,000 of you motherfuckers out there saying you want something that violates my rights. You can't have it. My rights are absolute to me as an individual. They are part of my fucking being, and you cannot have it. You can have the second article, my second article, right, coming out of the barrel of my fucking gun, and that's what you're fixing to get. The lawsuit was, okay, we did that. He said he suspects it is an effort to drive gun shows from public venues altogether. No, this is just more fucking something else to divert your attention from the fucking blatant, in-your-face, fucking mass invasion across your southern border. God almighty, people, we should be in the field shooting these son of a bitches right now. These are foreigners from foreign, and they talk about, you know, asylum seekers. Fuck that, you're lying son of a bitches. They'll tell you right down at the border themselves, these dirty son of a bitches, that they're coming here to take what you have. I'm an international worker, and I've already been guaranteed a $15 an hour job as soon as I get across this fucking border. And you're not getting me across fast enough or taking good enough care of my children for me. You're not changing the fucking diapers. My limo ride ain't happening here, buddy. And they're raising hell down there because they came all this way for that guaranteed $15 an hour American job. Which I said is the equivalent to minimum wage when I started. It is minimum wage. It is what that minimum wage would be today. And that's what they, and of course the visa programs. They're coming for what's left of the middle class too. Make no fucking mistake about it. This is full scale fucking invasion. And well, you know, the fact that there is no fucking organization out there. Like I said, the all the years that I believed there was militia out there until I understood this shit. But there is no militia. There is corporate, just like the communists have their goddamn Blackwater USA. This is the goddamn American Masonic dirty church cabals, fucking own little army of their own. When you see, like I said, you know, I always wondered that. You know, you see something like Kelly Thomas being beaten to death. No, nobody. I mean, well, people talked about it. But you talk about a complete violation of a fucking man's rights. It don't get no more violated than that. James Boyd shot in the fucking back. It don't get no more than that, people. That's a real fucking cause. But some rancher, now he's got to move his cattle off of the goddamn grazing lands. Now my family's had that lease since the 1800s when my great grandpa, he bribed, bought him a senator there in Washington DC and got us a sweetheart contract to where the people's land became basically ours. For the rest of forever, I reckon. I mean, is this a renewal thing? And then they came up with these fee things they wanted because the goddamn communists got in there and they're wanting fees for it because they want to take it and sell it to the fucking Chinese. Which side do you want to be on, people? Which side are you going to join and kill each other like the dumbasses did during the Civil War? There's 75% of this population that is armed to the teeth that they cannot control. They want us fucking dead because we're the only things that us. And our Bill of Rights, which is a part of each and every one of us, are the only things standing between these international, and I mean a handful of these fuckers, and their fucking New World Order, where they set like fucking kings over us. They want the good old days back. They want the good old days back where there's royalty, and then there's goddamn fucking peasants, peons, and coolies, okay? They want it back. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. And that was Social Distortion down here with the fucking rest of us. And here's one of those articles I'm talking about. More U.S. warships arrive in the Middle East as Trump signals drawdown. This is from Zero Hedge. Despite Trump taking to Twitter Monday morning to question, why are we protecting the shipping lanes for other countries? You see, this is all just fucking diversion. They divert you. North Korea, all of a sudden, Kim Jong-un, he shot some missiles over there. So that whole week, that's all the fuck you see, man. That's all that's going to be on there. Or else, worst case scenario, they went back to the Mueller investigation. Hell, they're just investing in all this shit under the pretense that there is some kind of goddamn law in this country of any kind. This country, this world is under the golden rule, which says the man with the gold makes the rule and enforces the rule arbitrarily as he pleases. And that is the only fucking, that's just what it is, and it ain't law. It's not even close, but like this shit, the warships, and then Bolton to meet with Netanyahu ahead of unprecedented summit on Syria and Iran. See, they keep that fucking third world war option. They've got it on the table. They've got that on the table as they're pouring the fucking, the fighting age men into this country that they intend to attack us with. But still they got to keep that, because if we, if the people, if we stand up as individuals, and fucking, they can't stop us. We're the largest. If 40 million of us went straight at them, man, Jesus, that's not even a part of our population. But 40 million, They invaded fucking Iraq with, what, 250,000 troops? 40 million fucking guns coming at you? And there's another goddamn 100 million the potential right behind you? And once it starts, you're going to have to, I guarantee you're going to pick a side. But it is not going to be the side of the Trump-tards or the Libtards. It's going to be the side of the Bill of Rights. Because you're either for the Bill of Rights or you are the enemy of the American national, the people who own this goddamn country and everything in it. But of course Bolton went over there. You know, they thought they could, I mean, actually, you know, he was there for the, to start the Iraqi war. He was a part of that yellow cake uranium crew. Trump, who's cleaning out the swamp, that's why he put him in where he is. To start a war in the Middle East. I'm sure Netanyahu's over there bouncing up and down and shouting and bitching and raising all kinds of hell because it ain't underway yet. You said all we had to do was shoot down a $200 million drone and claim it was in international airspace and we could get this thing going. You'd attack right away. Well, the people came out and said, go ahead, get your fucking gear on, Trumpy. We want to see your Rambo ass out there fucking trading bullets with the fucking Arabs. We want to see you trading bullets with the Persians. Get on it, buddy. If they can't sell none of this shit, they realize they're in big fucking trouble. That's why it was so important to divert our attention over to the Middle East, because everybody was watching that fucking board. They were just that was the only thing we were talking about, because that's the only thing that's really important. And that's one thing Corky did say that was correct this morning. Where is fucking Syria and Iraq and Iran on the other side of the planet? You got invasion troops crossing your fucking southern border, going into the interior of the United States, and you got your warships over there fucking trying to get into we have some big conflict with Iran. Where'd that come from? Hey, so I heard one of them say this morning, that goes back to 1979. You mean when the Iranian people fucking took their country away from our puppet Shah? And naturalized all their resources so that the goddamn Jews couldn't have 95 cents of every fucking dollar made from those people's resources? Is that what you're talking about? This conflict, remember the Jews weren't involved in it at all. We talked about that. Well, they have nothing to do with this conflict between the United States and Iran. This thing, you listen to the dirty prick push it, that Netanyahu. Come over here talking to your fucking Congress and they're worried about the Russians interfering in an election? And he's over here fucking vying for us to go over there and kill his enemy, the Iranian, so that he can have his Middle East Zion Empire. And Bolton, it's like Corky was saying this morning, the countries that are along the Strait of Hormuz, I think is where it's at. But Israel isn't one of them. Israel doesn't come near it. But where did Bolton go as soon as shit went wrong? As soon as the war didn't start? As soon as we didn't fire on Iran, he ran straight to fucking Israel. Why? Is it, like Clarkie said again this morning, is it one of our states? No, it isn't. It's our controllers. It's our sovereign. It is the corporation that took over the United States Corporation hostilely, infiltrated our fucking country. Bolton to meet with Netanyahu against the backdrop of escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. See, this is between the United States and Iran. The Israelis shouldn't get into it. Their people shouldn't get killed in this conflict between the United States and Iran. That dirty fucker, everybody, they think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage. I mean, for how many years have you watched that dirty son of a bitch stand up there when the Iran fucking negotiations were going on under the communist Obama? I mean, he was there up there with his little fucking cartoon bomb and all this fucking horse shit talking to your fucking Congress, a foreign fucking leader talking to your Congress and trying to convince them to take your fucking children over there for the fucking meat grinder for them. But now they've almost got it up to the point of fucking where there's going to be shots being fired. Israel doesn't have nothing to do with this. But then when they shoot down the drone and the world says, get your shit on, get over there. The bottom line is, if you're going into a fucking real fucking war, you better have your population behind you, because that's who's going to fight the goddamn war. Trump ain't going to fight the war. This fucking Bolton bitch ain't going to fight the fucking war. They have to have their, because, I mean, this is going to, if you attack Iran It's going to turn real fucking ugly real fucking quick. What if it goes to world war? That's what has to be considered here. Are you going to try and draft me? When you come to draft me, I'm going to blast your ass out the fucking, out the gate. Because I know who you are. I know you're all in it together. And the idea is to kill the people in this country that you cannot take conventionally in war. That will not go along with this. That want their goddamn liberty. And they're going to we're going to have our goddamn liberty. We're going to have our Bill of Rights. And you're all going to get the fuck out of our country. We want nothing to do with your international economy. We don't need nothing you have. And you go over there and if your people want, but see, that's another thing. The people of the world see us do this. And they're going to turn on their own son of a bitches because every country is being ruled by just a little handful of fucking tyrants who are brutal. Through brutality, they fucking get compliance. And you pull the United States and all of our power and our fucking wealth out of the equation and things are going to, I mean, the Middle East would erupt. Israel would be wiped off the face of the fucking map without the fucking big American attack dog. And actually around the world, every country these Jew pricks are in stealing their fucking resources and fucking, terrorizing their fucking people, making them live under a fucking tyrannical system. All these governments owned by the fucking Zionists. They would be in big fucking trouble. And they know it. That's why this is such a dicey fucking time for them. Do we harp on fucking Iran today? Or do we divert over to Kim Jong-un today? The think tanks are putting this shit out as quick as they can get it out. Tell them that the Mexicans have bought, 150,000 troops down to the border to apprehend and take them over so that they can help do the paperwork to get them into this fucking country faster. To get them into the interior of the United States. For any enemy to have infiltrated us and to get this far, I mean, to cross our line and to get this far into the interior of our country, it was impossible. Conventionally, with guns coming at us, with their tanks, everything they got, impossible. But no, it's for little children. Shit, they fucking stole our fucking rights for how many years under the guise of it's for the children. Give up your rights for your children. No, we are gonna fight for our fucking rights for our children. We don't want our children kowtowing to some fucking dink from fucking Beijing. How about that? And then they tell you what a threat the goddamn Chinese are to you. As they're selling them land and letting them put banks in your fucking country. How fucking stupid do they think they are that we are? And don't answer that question. Oh. Against the backdrop of escalating tensions between the United States and Iran, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton will meet on Sunday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has nothing to do with this, remember? Made a point of making sure that the world knew, Israel ain't got nothing to do this between the United States and Iran. But when the false flag wouldn't fucking fly, he went to go talk to his real boss, Benjamin Netanyahu, in Jerusalem, ahead of a three-way meeting of security advisors from Israel, the United States, Russia about Syria's future, reports Haaretz. About Syria's future? Oh, you got the kike, and you got the fucking, the Russian, and the American, these foreigners are gonna talk about Syria's future? Are you already, you're already declaring a one world fucking government here? Is that what that means? Russian security officer Nikolai Patrushev, and Mir Ben Shabat, that'd be the oy boy, the prime minister's national security advisor, will participate in the talks about Iranian influence in Syria. See, it keeps coming back to Iran. This is about Israel and Iran. What the fuck is this? The other side of the fucking planet? We have so much fucking oil here that we're paying $3.55 a fucking gallon for gas, but we have so much fucking oil here that we're about to become the number one exporter of oil. So for this to be in our national interest is bizarre, insane bullshit. We gave, if Iran was really a problem to the American nationals, to the security of our Bill of Rights, we could destroy them in a day. And they know it. This is, but Israel can't. No, they're telling you. They're telling you right here, participating in talks about Iranian influence in Syria, particularly through the Revolutionary Guard Force. But Israel don't have nothing to do with this thing between the United States and Iran, you see. Or this United States. It's like when they wanted us to topple Assad over there in fucking Syria. We had no agreements with Syria on any goddamn thing. So what do they, I mean, there was no, like they were breaking an agreement or attacked us or done a goddamn thing to us. What had happened is we had financed, along with the fucking Jews, you know, a goddamn invasion force of mercenaries into their country to pretend a civil war like we did in Libya so we could blow the fuck out of them and take their goddamn resources to hand over to our Jewish masters who can never get enough. This isn't rocket science. We know what you want, Jew. Everything. That's what you want. Netanyahu has aspired to hold such three-way talks ever since. Netanyahu! I thought you had nothing to do with this shit. Oh, that's right. The security of Israel is solely upon the shoulders of the American goyim. They're fighting dogs. You know, like the dogs of war that the Romans used to unleash and the goddamn German barbarians used to release. The fucking Rottweilers and shit. That's what we are. Dogs. Netanyahu has inspired to hold such three-way talks ever since Russia boosted its presence in the region. And all this is, you know, like Russia, you know, coming into Syria, they're protecting their deep water ports for their submarines. You know, things were in a balance almost during like through the 70s. Things were almost in a balance. You know, they couldn't sell no more war after Vietnam when the people of the Midwest, you know, the good old boy farmers who fall, they're so smart, they'll fall for any fucking thing, finally got sick of having their children sent home in fucking flag-draped coffins and planted in the fucking ground. And for what? At the very same time, there was an article up this morning, they were talking about the fact that this goddamn revolutionary, communist revolutionary party was meeting in Chicago, in Illinois, back in 1972 and 73, back when our people were still in Vietnam fighting the spread of international communism. They were doing it right out in the open, right here. Like I said, the enemy is not hard to see. They are right amongst us. And they're going to become more amongst us when they start putting fucking badges and fucking black suits on this goddamn invading army. They're training. See, they need to buy time right now. A full-scale attack right now, but how in the hell are you going to do it? We had a really good form of communication going with that goddamn internet now, didn't we, there for a while, people? I mean, a real good, I mean, to reach as far as we have reached and do what we have done, that goddamn internet was important. And in any war, communications is, that's one of the major, the most important things in a fucking war is communications. So what happens? The government, who had nothing to do with the invention of our fucking government, of the internet, no matter what Al Gore tries to tell you, the people fucking invented it. The people made it happen. And but this corporation who's declared under the 14th Amendment that we are subject, hence they own us, and everything we create, took our creation and handed it over to what is supposed to be one of our most deadliest enemies, China. Treason, 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 sedition. I mean, every fucking where you look. That's why we will fight in our yards. That's why there was going to be a war on this fucking ground that we call the United States. It's been too many fucking years since we got to know the horrors of that which we have supported. In ignorance. We have brought war to fucking, we financed it. We financed it by the sweat of our brow and through our ignorance. wars, the war in Iraq, slaughtered the fucking people of Iraq, committed genocide on the people of Iraq so that the fucking Jews could have their oil. We bombed Lebanon, Gaddafi, Libya, and back into the third world because they found a pool of oil off the Tripoli coast. And the queen of the Netherlands wanted it. So she ordered the American, there's never been a fucking free people in this country, people. That constitution was written to make sure it would never be a free people in this country. The Bill of Rights was the counter because we are the power. And it had to have the consent of the people or fuck we, like I said, the only thing I hold against them boys back there in 1775, by 1789 is that they didn't finish the fucking job. John Hancock, who was in bed with the fucking governor of Massachusetts, running fucking alcohol, tax duty free alcohol. He was a mobster criminal of his time. But he ended up with a fucking army pension at the same time they were taking the fucking land grants that were granted to the average soldier who went out to fight to free himself from fucking subjugation. Nothing has changed. It's all the same. Go ahead.
I can't tell you how many wars we didn't finish, Henry. Patton didn't finish his. Schwarzkopf didn't finish his. I mean, God damn it.
They were never meant to be finished. It's just like, you know, when, not Patton, but, God damn it, what was the other one? MacArthur. MacArthur had taken fucking North Korea. He was taking China. He was going to take fucking China. China would have never been a threat to us. They would have been our bitch. It's like when whoever in the hell was in control back when we went the last war when we took Mexico, when we went clear down to Mexico City, we conquered those people. How in the fuck is it that they're the ones coming in and are crossing our border going to fucking conquer us with fucking children? It's duplicity. It is fucking fraud. It is goddamn, it's international collusion of the fucking international elite. See, they want themselves to be like the old crown heads of Europe, where they could just walk up and have your fucking head cut off. They don't like the way you look. Only problem is the fucking guns in this country. We're the only hope left for this goddamn world, people. You better realize that. But if we stand up and fight like fucking men, like we're supposed to be, we will be an inspiration for the world, rest of the world to do the same. You think about Israel without the United States. Well, we'll just get the Chinese then. Well, if MacArthur had been called home by Truman and fired because he was taking mainland China, we wouldn't have them to worry about, would we? And if we hadn't fucking built the fucking Soviet Union and given them the missile technology, the uranium, and everything to build a nuclear arsenal, they wouldn't be a threat to us, would they? We could be living our lives in peace. Man, we can't have that. No money in it for the industrial war complex. Oi! And never forget who they are. Now, we have been neglectful of our fucking duty to our people and to our progeny. There is no two fucking ways about it. Our fucking fathers, our grandfathers, and our great-grandfathers were negligent in their duty to us. And now it falls upon us in the worst of times. The worst of fucking times. The Bill of Rights, I mean, fucking who else is out there defending it? Who else will even talk about it? Why won't you talk about the 14th Amendment, Carnkey? Why won't you talk about the fact that son of a bitch is completely unlawful? That is what is, you say you will not be owned by another man. That is the fucking very document that makes you owned by another man, you goddamn, well, maybe you're a part of it. Maybe you think you got a deal. Just like he said the other day, at first it started out a mutual liberty interest. That's when he's trying to con us into fucking stepping up with the 3%ers again. How many times have we got to get fucked in the ass before we figure out what's going on? And then he was talking to the goddamn elite, the goddamn bureaucrat, not the, industrialists in this country. When we have a mutual security interest. You want to keep what you've got, and I want to keep what I got. You want to keep your mammon, and I want to keep my mammon. We can't let this happen. He can't let this fucking war happen. He's the guy that had it all under control, making you think there was a militia out there protecting you while they were fucking tearing your country apart and setting you up to be fucking put in a fucking ditch is what's been going on. We should have been fighting generations ago, people. When they took that fucking gold and told us that we no longer could hold a load of your property that they could not take from us as they through the common law courts. See, they didn't take that gold. That was just a declaration of our employees saying they're taking our fucking gold. No, you're not. The only way anything can be taken from an American national is through a fucking individual filing through a common law court. That would have been each and every one of us, and you better have a fucking, I better owe you that fucking money. I don't want to hear that you need it for this or you need it for that. What they needed it for was to put that fucking Federal Reserve into place and make that goddamn, and put us on the debt dollar so you could start fucking liquidating our property without due process of the law. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour, and it's only going to get worse. Keep your guns clean. Hey, go out and shoot a little bit. Get your eye on, man. It's about time to fight. And that is the word from the trenches.